It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Oh, special guest this week, Dear Rouge. Yeah, our friends Dear Rouge pop by, play us a couple of songs, including a Christmas song that will knock your socks off. Oh, wait, it's a Christmas song that'll knock your stockings off? Is that how that works? That and highlights from the past week's shows, heard weekdays 3 to 7 on Sonic 1029. If you enjoyed the show, hey, be sure to follow me on Twitter at LaneRoo, L-A-Y-N-E-R-O-O, or find me on Facebook.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Well, big news for children of the 90s. French Toast Crunch has returned to store shelves after an 8-year hiatus. And a customer to Saskatoon, Tim Hortons, threw a snake over the counter after a dispute involving diced onions on his sandwich. The worst part? That location stopped accepting snakes as payments almost 6 months ago. And Sir Elton John attended a tennis match on the weekend. He was sitting courtside when the cloth director's chair he was sitting in collapsed and he went over backwards. Thankfully, he managed to get up almost right away. Crazy though, right? I don't mean that he emerged completely uninjured, but that something interesting actually happened at a tennis match. And do you have one of those people on your Christmas list who has absolutely everything? Because I bet they don't have this. A company in the States is marketing a new pill filled with 24-karat gold flake. Yes, I said a pill. Now, why would anyone want to swallow such a thing? Well, obviously, so your poop glitters. Wait, wasn't it just last week someone was selling a pill that makes your farts smell like chocolate? That means I am literally one invention away from my dream of shitting a Ferrero Rocher.
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
The internet will not stop talking about how Leonardo DiCaprio reportedly left a Miami club with no less than 20 women after his split with model Toni Garn. You know, he might have just been doing it to make her jealous, but I don't think most women would be jealous when they hear that. I think they'd be more impressed by his stamina. 20 women? And in a recent interview, Seth Rogen revealed that during a limo ride with Kanye West, rapper asked if he wanted to hear some new music. When Rogen said yes, Kanye proceeded to freestyle his new album in its entirety right there in the back of the limo. He's one strange cat. Speaking of which, are you familiar with Grumpy Cat? Well, the internet sensation's 29-year-old owner was working as a waitress when she decided to adopt the animal. Her brother snapped a picture and posted it to Reddit. It went viral, and within 2 years, the Grumpy Cat empire, between endorsements, websites, t-shirts, and other merchandise, has made the woman more than $100 million. You know, cardiac surgeon can crack open a human chest and massage life back into a human heart. They make about $250,000 a year. You take a picture of an ugly cat, that job pays $100 million. There's something wrong with the world, no?
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Exactly 2 weeks till Christmas. You know, a lot of Christians decorate their homes this time of year, not only with Christmas trees, but also nativity scenes. When I was a little kid, I used to always look at the camel, wonder what was in that hump. It's not milk chocolate. Spoiler alert. Considering camels can go days without water, I naturally assumed as I got older that, well, it was full of water. No. Turns out that big hump on a camel's back, like the one on Auntie Marge's back, is just fat, which allows camels to go for over a month without food. Unlike Auntie Marge. And who is the most Shazammed artist of 2014? Avicii. The song Wake Me Up was looked up, get this, more than 19 million times. Meanwhile, Robin Thicke's Blurred Lines landed in second with over 18 million searches. The funny thing is, Robin Thicke released another album. That album sold hundreds of copies. I mean like 500. And a Scottish university has created a new fabric that permanently holds the smell of Johnny Walker Black Label whiskey. I'm not sure what they call it, but my guess? Dad's shirt.
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
You know, as if dozens of accusers coming forward claiming TVs
Dr. Cliff Huxtable, an archetypal father figure, sexually assaulted them wasn't shocking enough. Hearing that Bill Cosby might get off scot-free was even more appalling, wasn't it? Now, while the statute of limitations on his alleged sex crimes may have passed, there may be at least a speck of justice. One of his accusers who came forward previously filed a defamation suit claiming her private and professional life was tarnished because nobody believed her. Well, Bill denied the allegations. So if they're proven, he can be sued for lying in court. A far cry from what he should have coming if he's guilty, but it's something. Sort of like giving OJ a traffic citation as he's fleeing the scene of the murder. And hey, Kim Kardashian says that the weight she gained during her pregnancy was God's way of punishing her. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West having a baby together? I think that's God's way of punishing us. And bad news for the Comfy Balls company. You can imagine what they do. Yes, they manufacture underwear. Their trademark was rejected because apparently it's too vulgar. Officials filed an application with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office earlier this year to bring Comfy Balls to the North American market.
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
December the 15th, the 349th day of the year. And you will never believe why Zooey Deschanel is being sued. It has to do with animal abuse allegations. That story ahead, but first, Pornhub recently did a study to find out what Americans like better, boobs or butts. Interestingly, Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, the Dakotas, Iowa, Utah, Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont all preferred boobs. Every other state were butt states. Who could have possibly guessed that geographic segmentation and an intelligent sales model would have played such a role in hawking nudie flicks online? Huh. And more troubles for Scott Stapp, former lead singer of the band Creed? Family claims he left a mental health facility where he was getting help, took off on his bike, insisting he was a CIA agent on a mission to kill Obama. Bottom line, I wouldn't be expecting that follow-up album from Creed anytime soon. And Zooey Deschanel is being sued for injuring a horse. The lawsuit alleges the New Girl star rented a horse, then allegedly returned it with psychological damage. She rented the horse last year to use it for horse jumping lessons, and it's believed she broke the rule of no more than 3 jumping lessons per week. Hashtag rich people problems.
The Lane Mitchell Show podcast presents another live Sonic session performance.
Welcome everyone to Sonic 1029's Booster Juice Listener Lounge. Joining us today, band playing with Mounties and Fantagram, a sold out show. It sold out right away. They released another block and then it sold out right away. And then people got mad at me because it was sold out.
They got mad at you?
Yeah. Well, they did.
Well, that's not nice.
They're pretty eager to see this lineup.
I don't blame them. It's going to be a really good show.
Dear Rouge, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
So first off, how was Mexico? You gotta know.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
I needed a vacation from the vacation, though, I gotta say. it was a party.
Yeah.
And I expect no less from you people, you Sonic peeps.
Well, why don't we start off with a song?
Yeah, sure.
This is I Heard a Hat.
I heard a little siren noise while I was walking out my door. I had a little bit of doubt this would really be worth it all. Do it, 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 do it. And I had a messed up thought tuned into a life vocation. I heard it never really hurt until it's gone, don't care, whatever. Do it, 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 do it.
Oh, my, oh, my fire.
It's a Dear Rouge Sonic session. Thank you again so much for being here.
Thank you.
You guys are what, 3 dates into the tour?
Yeah, this is our 4th date with Mounties and Pantogram tonight.
And how's it going so far?
It's unreal. I think it's, you know, we play a lot of shows in the air, but when you're on a tour and consistently all the bands are watching each other's sets and you're sitting there at night after night, it's been 3 nights only, but every night I've seen the bands watching each other's sets. And I've seen Pantogram 3 times. You know, sometimes you feel like you should go back to the hotel and have a sleep, catch up for the next day, but it's like, it's too good. It's so nice to be there.
What about off the stage? Do you guys get a chance to kind of hang around, or is it just everybody travels on their own? And
yeah, we've had like such good times with these guys. They're all really, really, really nice. And it helps a lot to like their music even more when they're good people too. Mm-hmm. So we've had a good time. It's funny, we're driving like our little like white
15 passenger classic tour,
and they're coming up in their big buses. Yeah. We're like, hey guys, we're a baby band compared to these guys, but it's been really, really cool to see like what could possibly happen in the future if we keep working hard and writing good music. So,
any chance of collaborations, working together, anything like that?
Yeah, Josh from Pantogram. He does a lot of work with beats. Like after their sound check, he went up to the room and he has his little MIDI controller, his little laptop, and they've been touring for a year. And he goes up there and he just starts working on beats and stuff. And their music is there's some parts of it that are very similar to what we try to do as a band. And I think it'd be cool to collaborate.
I've already kind of pitched it. I said, Josh, take over the world and then bring me with you. And he was okay. and Mounties. Yeah, Steve Bays even said, let's write a song when we get back.
Totally.
So it's actually been like in conversation like yesterday. So yeah. That's cool that you asked. That's cool.
Well, you guys really sort of commanded the audience at Sonic Boom, and having a chance to tour with some bigger bands, you picking up any tricks? You stealing any ideas?
You know what? All our ideas are original. I know. I think it's funny to us because we talk about how you can't do anything that hasn't been done. You kind of have to like pick and choose from all your favorites and then be inspired and be yourself within doing something that's already been done. So
totally.
So yeah.
I've been really inspired by Pantogram this trip because their lights are, you know, not just great lights behind them. You can tell that they're a part of the music, and you can tell that the band was sitting there creating the light show with them. And that's where lights should enhance the music. And for me, it totally did. So anyone coming out tonight would be able to see that, witness that.
So you're saying that a light show sort of, it makes a statement about the show.
It's like another instrument. There's a band from Vancouver. They even have a guy who's full-time lighting on stage. And he does that because people come to a show and they listen and they see what they see, right? So it's something.
Well, if you're just listening to the music, you could just put it on at home or in your car. And like the reason you go to a show is to get a whole vibe, like a whole overall vibe of the band. So I think we've learned that your stage performance and your lights and your sound, even like all of it matters to enhance someone's experience.
What does our light show say?
It's insane.
This is saying to me, junior high school in my bedroom.
It's been a
when I was decorating my own bedroom.
I said to Brandy, I'm going to steal this mic for tonight. You know, well, Drew's really shining tonight in Edmonton.
You're going to take the spotlight, Drew.
Oh, yeah, for sure, 100%.
Well, you guys, Garner had mentioned that you guys were going to play us a cover as well and a Christmas song later.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Are we going cover now or are we going Christmas song? I feel like we need to close with the Christmas song.
Yeah, let's do the cover. And this cover in particular, we did a night of covers with everyone in Mexico we went with. Everyone, they said they play guitar, they wanted to sing, and everyone just was there to have a good time. So we sat on the beach, you know, which we don't get to do in Canada that often, with a guitar. And we had some tequila and we just did covers. And this was the first cover that was out that night.
Dear Rouge, everyone.
Now here you go again, you say you want your freedom. should play the way you feel it. So listen carefully to the sound of a loneliness like a heartbeat drives in my head. In the stillness of remembering what you had and what you lost and what you had and what you lost. Oh, thunder only happens when it's raining. Players only love you when they're playing. Yeah, women, they will come and they will go. When the rain washes you clean, crystal visions, and I keep my visions to myself. It's only me who wants to wrap around your dreams and have you any dreams you'd like to sell. Of a loneliness like a heartbeat drives in my head. In the stillness of remembering what you had and what you lost and what you had. Oh, in what you lost. And thunder only happens when it's raining. Players only
with the Metallica cover here in the Boosted Juice Listener Lounge.
Oh, man.
That was incredible. That was so good, guys.
Thank you.
Kind of makes me curious about your influences. What got you into music?
What got us into music? I have to say that my dad was a music teacher and my mom was a piano teacher. So early, they were playing their music. And my dad was a huge Chicago fan and Blood, Sweat, and Tears because, you know, he back then, it was like the rock and the brass. He just loved it. So I grew up with that in me. Like, I'm a huge Beatles fan. I was late in high school and I got into the Beatles and I just went insane. I just love the band so much.
Yeah, my mom was a singer, so I would always watch her and definitely be inspired to sing because of her. For influences, like, my influences have changed so much, but I really, this is weird, and you can't really hear it in my voice, I gotta say, or my style, but I really like Johnny Cash a lot.
Yeah.
But nobody would be able to tell that.
What is it about Johnny Cash?
Well, my dad also listened to it. Like, think about how much we're influenced by our parents. That's why I want to be a really cool parent, because if your parents listen to awful music, it's going to affect you a little bit, I think. But my dad really liked Johnny Cash. And
obviously, as musicians, we're inspired by so much like new music, but it's that early stuff where you just can't get away of, you know? This stuff, like, my sister listened to Mariah Carey on the way to school. And
so Drew's karaoke song is a Mariah Carey song.
But I know the album, but I'm not, personally, I don't listen to that music, but I know the whole album because my sister drove me to school.
But our current influences are very broad. Like, we really totally. Like the old stuff, and we like the new stuff, and like Led Zeppelin and Caged Elephant at the festival this year. I was very inspired by them. We really like the Yeah Yeah Yeahs and
sure. I really Killers. Latest record that I really like was like I had to have it was the Tame Impala record. It was a couple years back and. Yeah. I just, yeah, as soon as I heard it, it was like, I need it. And I listened to it over and over and over again.
War on Drugs is another really good one you should look up. They're really awesome. There's so much music coming out now. It's, it's pretty hard to pinpoint one thing that's been really inspiring because there's a lot. But.
Well, thank you guys again for fitting us into your schedule. I know it's got to be really busy. You blow into town and, you know, sound checks
and all
this kind
of
thing.
You guys are the best, so we can't help ourselves.
I do have one last question before we get to that Christmas song. I want to know... Are you guys going home for Christmas? Do you have sort of like Christmas traditions? Do you do Christmas on the road?
We, so far, since Drew and I have been a couple, we every year travel on Christmas Day to see my family in Red Deer, Alberta. So that's like kind of been a tradition for us. Mm-hmm. So we spend Christmas with Drew's family and then Christmas Day we go to my family. So it's been really... It's been a good tradition that way.
It's in the airport in Edmonton or Calgary, like dinner time on Christmas Day. We'll be there.
Okay, this is just my own perverse curiosity. Do you guys get each other gifts?
Yeah, we do. We love getting gifts, except for this year. It's been such a crazy year, and we've been going at it for like, we've been on the road for a while. And so we're deciding we're going to give each other time. We're gonna spend time and maybe, use Christmas money that we would spend on gifts to have like a good week, especially leading into next year. It's gonna be a big year for us.
In Mexico. Who's coming?
Sonic. Very cool. Thanks again for being here, Deer Rouge, everyone.
Thanks, guys.
A merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. A merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. A merry little Christmas.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.